Yep. KSL News Time now, 6:39. Triple Team Traffic starts with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, let's start with I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley. It's starting to slow a little bit in Draper, even though the volumes aren't as heavy on this Friday as they would be on a typical weekday. The rain has done enough to make your drive just that little bit extra slow. And we're starting to see some backups on both Bangor and 5600 West as you head north through West Valley. Fortunately, though, despite the wet roads, haven't seen any crashes on the city streets. Eric Butler.
I-15 in Utah County is moving along well. We've got some moisture here and there, but not enough to slow things down. Volume isn't high enough for that as well. If you're on Redwood Road heading from Saratoga Springs, it's clean up to the county line as well. Alicia?
Well, those of you in Davis County also coming out of Weber into Davis, still moving pretty well overall. I am seeing a little brake tapping southbound I-15 through the Clearfield area by Hill Air Force Base. But overall, 15 looking good as you're continuing southbound onto North Salt Lake. Now, in North Salt Lake, we still have a ramp closure. This is southbound US 89 to southbound I-15. It looks like crews are working to try to get that cleaned out of the way, but I just don't see it happening. There's just too much water standing in that area. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on select Chevy vehicles at Riverton Chevrolet, next to Sam's Club off 114 South, or RivertonChevy.com. Find new roads. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.